عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We are going to discuss today what is meant by a lady being created from the crooked rib. Generally we find men use this as leverage against a lady. So you're all crooked, created from the crooked rib. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave an excellent example and an excellent comparison, the like of which cannot be found elsewhere. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that women were created from a rib. Some commentators have interpreted this such that Allah Ta'ala first created Nabi Adam alayhi salam and thereafter created Ma Hawa alayhi salam from the rib of Nabi Adam alayhi salam. That is one interpretation. Allah Ta'ala created Hazrat Hawa alayhi salam from the rib of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. Others have interpreted the statement of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam as follows. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam compared a woman to a rib because of its being delicate and its crookedness. Right? Some people take it like that, that how the rib is crooked, the lady is also crooked. And they didn't take this out of their pocket. Because Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned in one hadith sharif, right, that the lady is created from the rib, the crooked rib, and if you try to straighten it, you will break it. You can't straighten a rib. Try to straighten a rib, you will break it, and the breaking of this rib means talaq. You'll end up divorcing the lady. So at the same time, the beauty of the rib bone lies in this crookedness. Right? A rib bone can only serve its function if it is crooked. If the rib bone is straight, how is it going to serve its function? It will hurt you. It won't be able to serve the function. The rib, the whole rib cage, right, it is protecting, isn't it? It is protecting, the body is holding the body upright, it's protecting organs, etc. Right? If that rib cage was straight, how is that going to help? We'll be getting stabbed all the time. Every movement we make, it will be poking us. If a person decides to straighten a rib, then in his attempt to do so, he will certainly break the rib. It will never be the same again. And if he wishes to repair it, he will have to use an adhesive, but it will still remain in that shape. The only way is it has to remain crooked. You can't make it straight. Similarly, in another hadith sharif, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned regarding woman that if you try to straighten her, you will break her. And as I mentioned to you, the breaking of her means giving her talaq wa kasruha. Talaquha. In another hadith sharif, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, if you desire reaping benefit from her, then do so while she is crooked. Whatever benefit you're going to take from her, you will have to take that benefit while she is crooked. The only way she will be able to benefit you is if she is crooked. Now this doesn't mean crooked as in she is crooked. You got to understand it in context, right? That you take the steering wheel of a car, it has to be in that round shape for you to be able to use it efficiently. Any other shape is not going to be very good if it's in any other shape. You won't be able to benefit from it properly, right? Like this, the lady's mizaj, her mizaj, her temperament, her way, etc. If she was not like that, a man wouldn't be able to benefit from her. So the fact that Allah Ta'ala created her from the rib, Allah Ta'ala made her mizaj like that, and also we find in the Hadith Sharif wherein Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentions that a lady is naqisatul aqal. She doesn't have the type of intellect that a man has. Right? All these are in order for her to be able to function as a woman. If it wasn't this way, she wouldn't be able to function properly as a woman. Right? I gave this example a few times in couple and nikah bayans, that if you take a man, will a man, a free man, put himself in a situation willingly that now he has to live his life under the instructions of somebody else? That anything he wants to do, anything he has to ask permission first, he can't just go anywhere, he's answerable to somebody, he's an adult. Willingly, he doesn't go and do something like this. But a lady does it. A lady, when she agrees to get married, when she agrees to get married, then she is agreeing to this. She is agreeing to this, that she is going to now live under the rule of her husband. She is a free woman. But it's like she's putting herself in bondage under her husband. Now whatever the husband says, that is what will go. If her husband doesn't permit her to go anywhere, she won't be able to go. Wherever her husband permits her to go, she won't be able to go. How her husband wants her to live, that is how she's going to live her life. So a man won't do it. The other thing you find with a man, if a man has to undergo pain, right, he will not willingly go and put himself in a situation where he is going to experience that pain again. Right? But a lady, and we know women folk, they are so conscious with regards to their figure, with regards to their weight and all these things. All these things matter to them a lot. But they will have a child. When they have a child, they put on weight. It's a battle after they give birth now to lose that weight again. Then there's so many other things that go with it. The extra effort now to carry that extra weight, etc. The emotions go all upside down. Everything goes upside down in their bodies, right? And then it is such a painful experience, childbirth in itself is such a painful experience. That's why Allah Ta'ala forgives all their sins, they are masoom after they give birth to a child. Now, after all of that, right, she will still do it again. She will still have a child again. So this is her quality. Allah Ta'ala has made her like that. So many people use these ahadith as a form of degradation and insult to women. Whereas this was most certainly not the reason or not the object that Nabi Akareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned this hadith. The hadith sharif was to inform a man that by, if you want to benefit from a lady, then you have to accept her as she is. You can't go to try and straighten her out. Yes, a little bit of tarbiyat, a little bit of, a man now, he's got his certain ways, right? Now he will teach his wife and she will begin to follow that way. And if she is going against Shariat, then obviously there he will have to make her tarbiyat, etc. and bring her online. But over and above that, he must accept how she is and carry on living his life with her. He can't straighten out and on every point, reprimand her, put her right, put her straight. It's not going to work that way. Right? So Allah Ta'ala had created some qualities in men and different qualities in women. If the thoughts or ideas of a woman differ from her husband, then he regards it as though she is opposing him. Whereas, this is not the case. Because the nature of a woman is different. So obviously she's going to think differently. You see, for example, you may come out with a wise idea. You say, you know what, let me take you for a family gathering, right? The family, your wife's family is having a family gathering. So now she asked you about it, maybe 2 weeks in advance, and at that time you were not happy to take her, right? Or you never gave her a straight answer, right? Then a day before the family gathering, you now tell her that, all right, must be ready tomorrow, we'll go for the family gathering. Okay? Now in your mind, you didn't do anything wrong, right? She wanted to go for the family gathering. Whether you told her last week, whether you told her now, I mean, you're still taking her, that's what she wanted to do. So you're taking her, there's no love lost, no problem, you're taking her for the family gathering, right? She turns around and tells you, no, I don't want to go now. Right? I don't want to go now. Now you take it as you're acting funny now. You asked me, now I'm agreeing to take you. Now I'm telling you I'll take you, now you're acting funny. Right? Man takes it like that. In her mind, she's not acting funny. In her mind, what's the problem? She's not prepared. Because if she's going for the family gathering, she needed to cook something. She needed to bake something. She needed one outfit. She needed one shoe. She don't have a matching handbag. She got 50 things to worry about. Right? She didn't get the children ready. Now the children never do their homework. Now we're going to go for the family gathering. We're going to come back late. Now when they're going to get to do their essay? So she say, no, leave it, I don't want to go now. Now you get upset. It's different things, you see, different people think different things. You tell a lady, she'll tell you, hey, that cousin of mine had a baby, right? I need to go and see the baby. So alright, no problem, I'll take you. Now you come home early from work, come, let's go see the baby. I didn't buy anything. Now where did the buying something come into the equation? Now to you, oh, we need to go and see the baby, go see the baby. No, they can't go without a gift. They must go with a gift. If they don't take a gift to go see the baby, they can't go see the baby. It's like not regarded as they went to see the baby. They think like that. Now when you come and tell her that, all right, let's go see the baby, now she don't want to go see the baby. Now what's wrong with you? You said you want to go see the baby, now come on. No, I didn't buy anything. See, so they think differently in everything. They think differently. And a man thinks differently. So a man, before he gets angry and start taking off and all of that, he has to understand that this is a lady. My wife is a lady. So, I can't expect her to think how I think. I can't expect her to think how I think. Right? And then, there are so many things that she does that I can't do. So many things a lady does, man can't do it. So we have to appreciate their strong points they appreciate our strong points, and this is how we carry on. But it's not really in their nature to be very appreciative. So don't look for appreciation. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam went to address the woman, and he told them that I found that majority of the inmates in Jahannam are women. So give a lot of sadaqah. So they asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam that what's the reason? One of the reasons Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave is you show very little gratitude to your husbands. So a man, he mustn't wait for a pat on the back all the time. Whatever he does, he must do it for Allah's pleasure. Right? And not to say men are very appreciative. Men too are not appreciative. If you speak to a lady, she will say, the man is not appreciative. You speak to the man, he say, the lady is not appreciative. You speak to the mother-in-law, she said, my daughter is an ingrate. You speak to the daughter-in-law, she'll give you... You speak to the mother-in-law, she'll speak about how, and you know, she just got married and she came here. She never know nothing. You know, I took her like my daughter, and I this thing her, and I did this, and I used to cook, and all long story the mother-in-law will give you. You speak to the daughter-in-law, 20 years down the line, the daughter-in-law will give you a whole story about how ungrateful the mother-in-law is. So, you speak to a father, he'll tell you how ungrateful his sons are. I do everything for them, open up businesses for them, give them education, this, that, and today this is the thanks I get. And you speak to the son, he'll say, my father don't acknowledge anything. Last week when he needed to go put the post in the post box, who went? The son will think like that. So insan as a whole, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. Insan as a whole, we're not very appreciative people, you know. We're not very appreciative people. Right? So we mustn't wait for others to show appreciation to us, because we don't show appreciation to others. So just carry on doing whatever we have to do for the pleasure of Allah and hope for reward from Allah Rabbul Izzat. Ji. In this present generation, many things have turned upside down. The fact of the matter is that there may be some trait which is regarded as a flaw in a man, but laudable in a woman. Right? Even if we study the Quran Sharif, we will see this, where some things may be a defect in a man, and yet the same thing is commendable in a woman. For example, it is a flaw in the character of a man that he be ignorant and naive. Right? A man must be aware of the happenings around him, and he mustn't be oblivious of his surroundings. He must have his finger on the pulse. He must know what's going on. Right? On the other hand, Allah Ta'ala praises women who are ghafilat, muhsinat, ghafilat. A lady who's not too sharp. Lady who's not too sharp. She knows her work, she carries on with her house things, but she's not too sharp when it comes to the outside world and gadgets and this and that and all that. Allah Ta'ala praises that type of a woman. Now a man, if he keeps telling his wife, "Are you stupid? You can't do the simple things." Allah Pak is praising a lady, because if she was so sharp, she's not going to marry you. You know what I mean? As I said to you in the beginning, which person is going to go and put them? Free person going to put themselves in bondage? So if she was so sharp, you think she was going to marry us? She's not going to marry us. Allah Pak made her like that. She's innocent. She has some naivety in her. So she'll get married to the man also. She'll serve him night and day. He'll shout her. She'll still serve him. You find so many cases, man. The women are suffering abuse also. But they still love their husbands. You try to figure this thing out. The lady will phone, she's complaining, husband is like this. Sorry, Ben. You know what, let me talk to him. Sort this thing out, give him an ultimatum. You're not prepared to sort his life out, you'd rather go to your father's house. No, I love him too much. She's complaining, wholesale. How many complaints you feel, you think to yourself, man, hey, you know what, there's no chance in hell for this marriage here. This marriage is over now. But as soon as you talk that part of it, no, I got a lot of feelings for him, only him. A man finds his wife cheating on him, right? A man finds his wife cheating on him. 99% of the time he will leave her. 99% of the time he will leave her, he'll divorce her, finish. Go. Right? But not the other way around. A man does wrong, the wife finds out. She'll be very upset and throw the wedding ring and everything. Right? But maybe only 10% to 20% of the time the wife is not prepared to forgive the husband, bury the hatchet and carry on with the marriage. So the women think differently, men think differently. Gee. From this we gather that for a woman to be oblivious and unwary of what happens around her in the world, and to only concern herself with her own obligations and duties, is a praiseworthy and laudable trait. In a lady, it's a praiseworthy trait, not in a man. Right? There are things which may be a flaw in men and not in women, and vice versa. Therefore, you should not treat women with disdain when they do something which you may deem inappropriate. This is the very nature of a rib, that it appears bent, and if this irks you and you try to straighten it, it will break. So, as much as you can understand the logic of having more than one wife, don't expect her to understand it. Understand? As much as you can understand the logic, don't expect a lady to understand the logic. There is one joke, you know. This is just light-hearted now, this last part. There is one joke. One man had four children, you know. So, he was thinking of taking a second wife, you know. So he came home. Now he's thinking of how to get his wife to understand. So he asks his wife, he says, see, tell me something, from our four children, which child is the most beloved to you? Well, the mother is thinking, say, no, man, I don't make comparisons in love for my children. I love all my children. Father is saying, no, but tell me, which child you love more than the others? Say, no, I love all my children. How can I have more love for one and not have love for the other one? I love all my children. So, the husband now is telling the wife, he says, so, you manage to have love for all the children in your heart. So she says, yes, how? Allah Pak has given a mother that quality, I mean, can love all your children. So he said, yeah, you see, in the same way, so I can take a second wife, right? And I can still love you and the second wife. I still love both of you all. There's no problem if I take a second wife. Doesn't mean I don't love you. So, Bicharo, he's still recovering in hospital. So don't try to make them understand it. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.